The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I remove from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
When I arrived, Father Kevin and I were having a learned theological discussion, as we sometimes do, about whether today's gospel was a good and fitting gospel to begin a period of mission. Father Kevin had his doubts. I thought it was a great gospel, not an easy gospel. Some gospel stories are easy to understand. Others are quite challenging. And I think today's gospel comes under the challenging category. Because at first sight, Jesus seems to be recommending dishonesty, fiddling the books, robbery. But if we look closely at the gospel, we'll see what he's recommending is being smart and taking the right action at the right time. The steward is facing unemployment, drastic step. So he summons the people who owe his master money, and he changes all their notes. So, at least on paper, they owe less than they should. And by doing that, he wins friends who will look after him when he's unemployed. Jesus is not saying, be a bad banker, write dodgy checks, take people's money away from them. In today's gospel, Jesus says, look where you are, look where you're going, and act accordingly. Now, that's the whole purpose of a mission. When I was a kid in Scotland, we regularly had missions, normally from the Redemptorist or the Passionist fathers. And they concentrated on sin. They concentrated on 65 ways to be sure of going to hell, and the church was full of the smell of fire and brimstone. And they were missions that acted on fear. Fear of losing the love of God. Fear of going to hell. Now, I think we can still lose, or rather we never lose the love of God, but we can shut it out from our lives. God never stops loving us. But there are times and ways in our lives where we can stop loving God and our neighbour the way we should. So the message of the gospel, stop, think, take appropriate action. Who is a mission directed to? Well, to each individual. God has made us all individual, different, special. To each one he has given gifts and talents. To each one he's given crosses and burdens. Only I am responsible for the grace God has given to me. So the mission works at a personal level. Am I the person God wants me to be right now, at this moment in my life? It works at a family level. Are we, as a family, living as we should? Are spouses loving each other as much as they should? Are children teaching, are parents teaching children the faith, the love, the service that's part of our religion? Are children loving and respecting and learning from their parents? And I think beyond that, the mission is a challenge to the parish community. Is this parish community of Sacred Heart as loving, as open, as joyful, as sensitive, as caring as it should be? And if you tick all those boxes, your parish is much better than mine. If we ever think we can't improve, then we've lost the battle. Father Kevin told you I would teach you a word, a Scottish word, and it's numpty. What's a numpty? A numpty is someone who loses his glasses that he needs just before he celebrates Mass. A numpty is someone who does silly things, daft things, careless things. It's the kind of thing a Scottish mother says to her child when the child does something stupid. Don't be a numpty. Now, underlying the mission is the theology that we all are numpties in different ways and in different times. And the wonderful thing is, God knows we're numpties, and he still loves us. Each one of us, each family, this parish community. And that love of God in our numptiness we call God's mercy. And that's what we celebrate this week with open minds and open hearts.